It is time to rise and shine and to be the follower of Christ you were created to be. I'm Kerry Green. This is Live, Build, Change's Morning Mindset. You can find out more about the Live, Build, Change movement at livebuildchange.com. Yesterday, in the Morning Mindset edition, we identified where our struggle, the inner struggle that we all experience, comes from. It does not happen because there is an old person inside of you, that old pre-Christian person who is still alive and fighting you. It does not happen because there is a sin nature inside of you that is striving to come out. Some of your versions, if you're reading a New International Version in particular, this passage of Romans chapter 7 will use the phrase sin nature. But that phrase is not in the original text. It's not in the Greek. The New International Version, very well-meaning in its intention, is trying to communicate a concept, but I believe in this case has gotten the concept wrong. Because that word that is used for flesh in the ESV and in the New American Standard translation is literally the human body, the human flesh, which is still a container for the power of sin. And it makes sense. Your human body has not been redeemed yet. And so the power of sin dwells within your body. And it's that power of sin that has tainted the entire world, that has warped all of creation, that is fighting against the redeemed you that the Holy Spirit has created, the new creation that you really are. And that is incredibly good news, because now we can know we are not a person who is divided. We are not one side good, one side bad. That is bad theology. Romans chapter 7 tells us we are new creations. Just like Paul, we long to do the good will of God. But this power called sin that lives in our mortal body is fighting against us. It's not us. It's a power outside of us. And there is all kinds of encouragement in that. Let's continue reading in verse 21. Paul says, "So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand." Now notice he doesn't say there is that I am evil. He says evil lies close at hand. "For I delight in the law of God." Don't you just resonate with that? Paul says, "I delight in the law of God in my inner being." Okay, see, he's making a distinction between his inner being and his mortal body. He says, "I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members, in the members of my body, another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members." That's where Paul is going. He's saying it's this law of sin that still resides in our members that is fighting against us. You see, it's not you. You are fully redeemed. Your very being, your soul, is holy and just and right. And you're fighting this law of sin that is still attached to your mortal body. Now, what difference does it make? Well, the difference is you no longer have to beat yourself up about bad behavior. You no longer have to guilt yourself out and stay in a pity party when you make mistakes. Yes, you need to be accountable for them. You need to say, "Yes, I've made the wrong decision." But you need to recognize it's not making a statement about you when you sin. You are not a sinner. You are a saint. And you have chosen in that moment to listen to the voice of the law of sin that is fighting against you. It's a really fine distinction, but it's one that we've got to get clear. Because when we recognize that we are new creations, then we can begin to believe we have the power through Jesus Christ to overcome the power of sin that still resides in us. And as Paul continues speaking here in the end of Romans 7 and the beginning of Romans 8, he's going to highlight where the power comes from to win this battle that we all face. Let's begin diving into it tomorrow morning on the Morning Mindset edition of the Live, Build, Change podcast.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.